Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in late on this. I was about to say Friday night. It's not Friday night. It is 1:23 on Saturday morning, and we're up. We're up talking baseball. I really didn't think I was going to make it. I'm just going to be transparent with you guys. I had coffee at about 8:45, and the effects of that coffee have worn off completely. I'm an old man. I'm dragging you know what right now, but we're going to get through it because what a game, what a win for Ole Miss. It was a struggle. It was a fight. There were tense moments on both sides, and Braden Randall comes through for Ole Miss in the bottom of the 14th, 7-6. Ole Miss beats Arizona State to move on to the winner's bracket. They're playing late tomorrow against Nebraska. My name is Michael Borky. I'm so glad that you guys are here. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search Rebel Report. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. Also right here on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment, all that good stuff. I would really appreciate you doing any of that. And before we get into the box score and all that stuff, I want to tell you about Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, Mississippi. If you're doing any work on any amount of land, your backyard, they got zero turn mowers, 0%, 36 months. All John Deere, by the way, 0%, 36 months for your zero turns, zero for zero. 0% for 36 months on commercial mowers. If you want a gator for your neighborhood or your hunting property or just your farm or whatever, it's like the best piece of equipment in the world. I wish I had one of those. 1.9% for 36 months. Compact tractors, 0% for 72 months. The big stuff, 5 Series, 0%, 84 months. Those offers will be valid through August 4th. So if you have any amount of land from the backyard to the farm, they've got you covered. Tell them that it was me that sent you. Also, anything that you need under one roof for your backyard, for home improvement, hunting, fishing, and more. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden right there in Saltillo. Tell them that it was me that sent you there. All right, so Ole Miss is a walk-off winner in the 14th. They scored their last run 10 innings apart. Ole Miss jumped all over the starting pitcher for Arizona State early in the game. Carlone went 6 2/3, but you saw the stuff, right? That's why we talked about him so much, especially on the radio show. You saw how elite especially that slider is and how good his stuff is. But Ole Miss scored 6 runs. They struck out 9 times, but they scored 6 runs. But their last one came in the 4th inning, and then it took all the way until the bottom of the 14th for Ole Miss to pull off that game winner. But they jumped on Carlone early, and if you'd have told me going into this game that Ole Miss was going to score 6 runs on Carlone and Harrison is going to go 0-for-4 at the plate, then I would have told you that Ole Miss wins, by 10 runs, and it's not close. And we're not sitting here talking at 1:30. We're sitting here talking, at a more reasonable hour, more like 10:30, and they're moving on comfortably into the winner's bracket, and there's no stress, no harm, no foul. It did not go down like that. Hunter Elliott just didn't have his best stuff tonight. I don't think, as we talked about going in, I was in the camp of going with Rabe first, but I also said on the radio show, this is one of those decisions that if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to come here and criticize in hindsight. Pitching Hunter Elliott in the first game of a regional, I know he's been inconsistent this season. I know that, but that is not a decision that you criticize in hindsight. It's Hunter Elliott. Him pitching in game 1 of a regional is not a decision worth criticism. And he just didn't have his best stuff tonight. 5 complete, gave up 4 runs on 6 hits, did walk 4 as well. And then I don't think the decision to go to Hooks in that spot was a bad decision either, when you consider Ole Miss was up in the game at that spot. And yes, because you brought him in when you did, you are likely going to, quote unquote, burn him for the weekend. But you feel like when you go to Hooks, you are winning the game. It didn't work out that way. He had to pitch five. He ended up pitching great, by the way. So even though he gave up the lead, going 5 1/3 and only giving up two runs is fine. And then Calhoun was great, only gave up one hit in his 3 2/3. But I don't think that was the wrong decision from Mike Bianco either. It ultimately just it didn't work out. But I'm not going to criticize those decisions in hindsight. I think it was the right move to go to Hooks when they went to Hooks, because I would have bet on Ole Miss winning the game when Hooks took the mound. When he took the mound, I thought, okay, this one's over. And maybe it burns him for the weekend, but Arizona State with Carlone on the mound was possibly your biggest test anyway. Get past that. Face a righty tomorrow with Rabe. And then in the moment you're thinking with Rabe and Calhoun still available for you, like you feel really good going into tomorrow. It ultimately just didn't work out that way. The thing that we can talk about, and I guess he did score the game-winning run, didn't he? Pinch running for Furness was a bad decision. And I know, like, I understand the logic of trying to win the game right then and there, but there's a chance that you don't. And you took out, I think, your best overall hitter, your best pure hitter for a pinch runner. And multiple times later in the game with runners on, Furness would have been up in a spot where at one of them, a fly ball wins the game. And you're so much more confident in Furness's ability to put the ball in play in those spots. And he was not afforded the opportunity. That was the bad decision. Pitching Elliott, not a bad decision. Going to Hooks and extending Hooks, not a bad decision. Pinch running for Furness, That's where you quote unquote lose me there. That was the thing that is worth criticism. But what a fight from this team, and what a fight from Walker Hooks and Calhoun. I mean, they combined, so they pitched 9 innings, those two guys did. So 5 1/3 from Hooks, 3 2/3 from Calhoun, 9 innings, 2 runs. They won the game. That just putting up zero after zero after zero is why Ole Miss won the game. Arizona State last scored in the 7th, by the way. So they scored the 2 runs to tie the game in the 7th, and they didn't score since. Game ended in the 14th. So big-time gutsy stuff from those guys. Federico was awesome tonight. I didn't like the decision to bunt him either. It ended up working out kind of by accident. I don't think that was a good decision either. He had 3 hits in a row going into that spot. You got a runner in scoring position with no outs. Let that dude swing away. He was feeling it. It ultimately worked out. He got an infield hit, but Federico was awesome tonight. Furness was good. Bissetta hit a ball. I mean, it landed in Omaha, that baseball. My God, what a rocket that was. And then Randall, the hero, just an awesome night. Now, moving into tomorrow or later today, I guess, a little concerned about what Ole Miss has availability-wise pitching, not just tomorrow, but also in a Game 3 in a regional final should they get there. But you had to win this game in order to put yourself in the spot to be able to do that. So worried about that, but that's a later today problem. They did what they had to do to win the game. What they say on the broadcast, 93% of regional winners win the first game. So they did the hard part. Now they've got a pitching staff in Nebraska that is solid. Nebraska's a really solid baseball team, guys. More well-rounded than Arizona State, I think. Arizona State's got a more terrifying top of the order, as you saw tonight. But again, Ole Miss did a great job of keeping that in check by and large, or at least the one guy anyway in Harrison. But Nebraska's more well-rounded, more solid, but it's a pitching staff that I don't think presents the same challenges that Carlone presented to Ole Miss tonight. So big win. It's a big win. There's concerns about pitching availability after what happened tonight. I mean, can you go back to Hooks this weekend? I don't know the answer to that question. He threw 75 pitches tonight. You certainly can't pitch him later today. I don't know if you can go back to him. Maybe in a game four. Calhoun, I assume, can pitch again. He threw 51 pitches. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know those answers. I'm not a very smart guy. I'm just a talker. I don't know if you guys knew this. I'm not an expert in anything. All right, I'm just a talker. That is my role here. Hey, don't expect me to know things, especially at 1:30 in the morning, but never expect me to know things. I'm just glad that you guys are here. Let me tell you about Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, 601-823-3500, 601-823-3500 for auto, home, life, or insurance for your business. Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, anywhere in Mississippi. Tell them that it was me that sent you. We're also brought to you by Priority One Bank, 16 locations in Mississippi, so there's likely to be one near you. Local loan servicing and decision-making, great online banking platform, and more. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. And finally, I don't know why I'm losing my voice. I haven't talked in hours, so I don't know why that's happening. But oh well. Advantage Business Systems, ABSMS.com for all of your Mississippi office technology needs for your business anywhere in the state. Yes, here, 1:30 in the morning. I don't know why, but I'm here. I got to cut the grass in the morning, too. I got a lot of work, like housework and stuff I got to do tomorrow. Man. I'm just glad you guys are here, you know? Yes, people are up. Insane game. It really was. I mean, how many chances? Let's see if I can get the comparison here. All right. Ole Miss was 7 for 24 with runners on. Arizona State was 7 for 24 with runners on. Ole Miss was 4 for 17. Arizona State 2 for 15 with two out. Ole Miss 2 for 16 with two out. So both of these teams really struggled, especially with two outs. Let's see if I can find anything else that's interesting in this game. I mean, that kind of tells a story right there. Ole Miss 18 strikeouts tonight, if I'm looking at this correctly. Yes, 18 strikeouts, but it was a 14-inning game, so that's not the best. That's not fair to them either. But, yeah, I mean, Hooks and Calhoun, they're the ones that they delivered tonight for Ole Miss. Just spectacular stuff from the two of them because the offense disappeared. They jumped on Carlone and then they completely disappeared. But it didn't matter. Complimentary baseball, I guess, is what you can call that. Holy crap, they won. Yes, they did. Hernando checking in. Good to see you. What a game. Somehow they played the game two strategy against Georgia, and this time they managed to win. Brayden Randall should be playing more. Especially, so it's too late for this now, right? But can he not play left field? Maybe he can. I don't know. But maybe that's a dumb question. But can't he play left field? Somebody's got to be able to. So many chances to win the game. Glad they got it done. Porky after dark. I don't even know. After dark doesn't even really describe it. It's like before. It carries over the other way. We'll be live again tomorrow, by the way. So we'll just do this after every game of the regional. Good stuff. You sicko for staying up this late. You guys are the sickos. 14 innings, but only using three pitchers. Yes. I mean, that is good. But my question is, how much can you use them moving forward? Because now what are your bullpen options? Like in this next game, especially later today, when Rabe is done, because I think they'll go with Rabe. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But when Rabe is done, who do you go to? I mean, there's a few options, of course, Robertson, Libert. I don't know what you do, but of course they touch the ace and not the bullpen. Go figure. Guy had the game of his life tonight. Wouldn't be surprised if we see Arizona State in the final. I quite frankly think, you know, the hot take, Mortal 11, the winner of the winner's bracket game is going to win the regional. But I think it's actually, to me, going to come from the winner of tomorrow. Whoever wins the game tonight, I think is going to win the regional. That was Arizona State's best shot, in my opinion, considering who they started, Although, again, Harrison's not going to go 0-for-4, maybe ever again in his life. Hyperbole, but by the skin of their teeth, yes, ma'am. Absolutely. What are you doing up? All y'all need to go to bed. One, that's all that matters, but pulling Furnace looks like it was going to bite. Yeah, that absolutely would have been just a... That would have been one of those decisions that you, that like, maybe you don't even come back from. I mean, we didn't talk about it much on here, I don't think, but we talked about it on the radio show. But if Ole Miss would have gone 0-2 in this regional or gotten bounced in this regional, there would have been a lot of talk about future, right? Pinching for Furnace and then losing this game when he would have been up multiple times with runners on after that, and then getting bounced in the regional would have been one of those no coming back from moments. So who's your closer tomorrow? Good question. Good question. I mean, what happens if I assume it's Rabe? I don't know. Maybe Bianco's talking now. I should look at it. I'm not seeing anything yet about who's going to pitch tomorrow. So either way, but what if they only give you five? You know, what do you do there? We'll see. Down went Auburn. Oh, that was during the radio show today. We were laughing about that. What Milwaukee started, what, 5-20 something this year? Yikes. Such a terrible decision to pinch run for them. They need to use both Rabe and Townsend. Go for the jugular. Ooh, interesting. I don't know if I like that, Edward. I don't know. I'm curious, though. I like it. I like where your mind is. I don't know if I agree with you, though. Upsets today were fun to see. Hell, UCLA went down. Yeah, a lot of four seeds won. Southern Miss lost. Florida State lost. Brutal. Word is that Bassetta ball still hasn't landed. Okay, there's something wrong with TrackMan, because that Arizona State home run that was hit in the same direction was only 6 feet shorter. Come on, your measurement devices are messed up when that is what they read. Really appreciate the super chat, man. Thank you. You say much love. When was the last time you were up this late on purpose? Happens more than you think. Truth be told, it's like I'm not the best sleeper. My dad wasn't either. I guess it got passed down to me. I guess it's hereditary. My dad used to go into work at about 5 a.m. because he was like, I'm up. Well, what else? You know, might as well go. That's kind of how I am. I don't sleep much. So I'm up at this hour a good bit, actually. I don't like it. I try not to be. Maybe if I could put this stupid thing down, that would help. Frustrating and rewarding game, absolutely. Okay, you need to try someone else rather than Pacella in the 9-hole. Would put Randall at DH. I think Randall deserves a shot. Another super chat. I need you to collab with MPW and all that. Hey, I mean, all I got to do is ask, and I'd happily hop on. I'll be recording with Rip when baseball ends, or maybe even this week. Just talking, you know, this SEC meeting stuff, you know, tampering, all that crap, you know, just the college football crap that's going on right now. Just kind of shooting the shit, if you will. Forgive my language. Furnace should never be taken out. And that's where you lose me. Not you lose me. That's where the decision loses me. Well, you try to win the game right here. But in doing so, you take out a super veteran who also, I think, is your best hitter. That is never a justifiable decision to me. It ended up working out. They're okay. But yeah. Hooks and Calhoun are both burned for probably anything other than a Sunday or a Monday. Yeah, they can't pitch later today. Definitely cannot pitch them later today. But again, I don't think those were bad decisions. Like I said before, there were people that were criticizing starting Elliott, and I again, I said Rabe. I just don't think pitching Hunter Elliott in a meaningful game is worthy of criticism. And then again, when Hooks went in the game, did any of you really think Hooks, as good as he's been, is about to blow this? Because I certainly did not. And he ended up pitching, again, he ended up pitching great. I'm not going to criticize in hindsight those decisions because at the time I was okay with them. You had to find a way to get past Arizona State tonight because I think you just match up better. You match up better with Nebraska moving forward than you did this tonight's version of Arizona State with Carlone. So I agree, never take Fernow. Arizona State burned its pitching as well, and they don't have much. Ole Miss certainly has a lot. They're better on the mound for sure. Loser of this game was toast. Yes, no matter what. I think Arizona State's quote-unquote done. They might win here in 12 hours from now, but I think they're toast. Like the stream? Yeah, I appreciate it. Hooks was a warrior? Yes, he was. Would have understood if you wanted to get a couple hours of sleep before doing the live. I respect your grind. I'm here to tell you, Brett, I appreciate you. There is nothing difficult about talking about sports, man. It's I'm tired because it's 1:40, but you guys, the overwhelming majority of you guys anyway, do a lot more strenuous work for a living than talking about sports. So I appreciate you, but nah, man, I had to have a roofer, an HVAC guy come to my house last week, still dealing with the roof stuff. Those guys work hard. I don't work hard. You know what I mean? Think you throw your two starters if necessary, then Libert in game three. That's a big risk though, but I mean, if you're up 5-0 and Rabe is done after 5, or if you're up 3-0, no, 5's too much, then you go to Robertson and then it's done. If you're up 3-0, that changed, maybe that changes the calculus a little bit. I still don't like it, but Nebraska did throw their ace. Yeah, the guy that Ole Miss is going to see today, though, has basically equally as good numbers. His strikeout rate is really low, though. Really low. Breakfast time. Getting close. Getting close. No free plugs, but I've joined a 24-hour golf simulator place. And I might just go hit balls. I might just go right now and go hit balls. Maybe that's what I need to do. Go sleep on the couch that they have there and wake up and hit more. I don't know. You would go with Townsend and Rabe. So another vote for throwing both of them tomorrow. Interesting. Hope Rabe or Cade go 8 innings. Yeah, I mean, that's what you really want. That's what you really want. For sure. Borky's such a baller. I am no such thing, but I appreciate you. Tournament has been crazy today. But I thought NIL ruined college baseball. That's what everybody said last year. Reminded you of the ECU-Tennessee game. That was a fun one today. How about Cliff Godwin's bunch? I mean, kind of squeaking into the tournament. And then, you know, knocking down Tennessee. Pretty impressive stuff there. You got 3 yards to mow tomorrow. Good luck. Good luck. Nebraska's pitcher tomorrow. All right. So, I have not seen them actually confirm this is who it's going to be, but their usual game two starter is a guy named Ty Horn. Give me just a second here, and I'll give you all of his exact numbers. Hold on. And again, if they have announced it, please let me know so I can not be wrong with you guys. But he's got a 3.9 ERA. It's actually only 3-2 on the season. Started 11 games, but appeared in 21. But I think that he's going to be the starter. In 77 innings pitched with 78 strikeouts. In comparison, Carlone had 124 in 77 innings pitched, I believe, going into it. Batting average against at 238, a whip of 1.22, only given up 11 home runs, has only walked 24 batters. That's who that's pitching today, right? Y'all help me out. If they have announced somebody besides him, let me know. Shortstop had big two chances at the plate to win it and did not come in the clutch. Plus, pulling Furnace was a bad decision. But, hey, Pano was good in the field tonight, though. He played a good shortstop tonight. So, yeah, he did have some chances. But, he went 0 for 6 tonight. Struck out 4 times. But I do think he played a good shortstop tonight, by and large. Been waiting for the late-night Borky special, huh? We're going to get some of these during football season. The season opener, the first 3 weeks are all at 6:30, right? So those won't be 1:30 in the morning, but we'll go, especially after the LSU game. I mean, that will be like a 2-hour stream. My plan is to be in the stadium for that one, but I have been informed. We have been informed by a 6-year-old that he wants to play soccer, baseball, golf, football, tennis, and also drums all at the same time. Now, I don't know if we can do all of those at the same time, but so God knows what the fall sports schedule is going to be like down here. So in full transparency, I know that I've actually been reached out to by somebody saying that I shouldn't be this way, which I found odd, but I'm not missing any game to go cover a game in person. I refuse to do it because primary job's the radio show, right? That's Monday through Friday. I don't necessarily have to be in a press box to do that job. The people that run the sites or work a beat that are like reporters and writers, they have to miss stuff for their job. I don't have to. It's kind of a luxury of doing daily radio as opposed to like actually working the beat. So that wasn't like a shot at those guys, you know, Neil and Chase and Ben and those guys, like they have to go cover a game. That's part of the job description. My job description is Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to miss my son's games because I don't have to the way that those guys have to cover games, if that makes sense. So that was not a shot in any way, shape, or form. I hope that didn't come off as one because it wasn't. We do slightly different things. Federico had a really good game. Yeah, he did, man. He was fired up too. I loved that kind of emotion, that like dirtbag type mentality. He showed that tonight, and there needs to be that hopefully is infectious among the rest of the team. He had an edge. Like you could see it in his face. He played with an edge tonight, and that kind of stuff can be infectious. That was really good to see on top of his good game. He was, man, he had that look, you know. Porky before sunrise. Absolutely. Good morning, sickos. Let's go for 20 innings tomorrow. Oh God, please. No. Could you throw Townsend and use Rabe as a short relief and pray Liberatt can get 2 or 3 innings? See, it all depends on what you do offensively, I guess, tomorrow, right? I mean, that's what it is. If you can build some kind of a lead, then you go to Robertson and that's what you do. But I don't know, man. I am not a smart enough baseball guy the way other people are. Okay, Rabe confirmed starting tomorrow. Good stuff. Rabe confirmed starting tomorrow. Awesome. There is very few pitchers in the country that you would rather have with their stuff. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But there aren't that many pitchers in the country that you would rather have in a winner's bracket game than Rabe with his stuff and what he's been lately. I mean, guys, I don't know what I'm looking at the way other baseball people do. I'm willing to admit that. I don't know baseball in the same way that I think, and I don't really know any of the other sports either, but baseball I'm the least knowledgeable in, I think. But I see big league stuff with Rabe. I don't know how many teams have the type of electricity that Ole Miss can present on the mound tomorrow. And now that I've said that, he's going to give up a billion runs. Sorry, I'm kind of a jinx like that. But, yeah. If it's another close game, throw Townsend in relief. Rested Furness today. Had to be the strategy. Doing the same thing you're doing working. You should not be working at 1:53 in the morning. Go to bed. Get out of here. Or get out of there. What are you doing? Have to try on your wedding suit in a few hours. Here's the problem. Don't try on your wedding suit too early. Or at least make sure you're able to maintain the tailored fit. I've got a tux that I had to... I got a tux for a wedding that I was in 2 years ago. And I had to wear that tux to a wedding a few weeks ago. And it didn't quite fit anymore. I had to get... This is so embarrassing. Because it was tailored, right? So it obviously, you know, fit perfectly. I had to get one of those little metal button extenders for my waist. Only about that much, but I still had to get one. It was so embarrassing because I couldn't find them. And I had to ask the multiple people at Walmart because the first three didn't know. So I had to ask four different women where your belt extenders are. And they're like, what do you mean belt extender? What are you talking about? Like, I've gained a little weight and my pants don't fit. I'd ask four different people that. So Austin, make sure that you're able to maintain if you're months out of the wedding. Don't get measured too soon or you'll run into that situation. The amount of pitches thrown is insane. That's the only downside to tonight. If the only downside to winning a game like this is the fact that Hooks threw 75 pitches and Calhoun threw 51. That's the only downside. Romine did score the winning run. He did. If you build it, they will come. Something like that. Who else are you throwing? Waters, Robertson, that's it. I mean, that's what you do. That's what you hope. You hope you go Rabe. What you hope you do is Rabe, Robertson, ball game. That's ideal tomorrow, of course. Or just, you know, Rabe throws a complete game, but that doesn't really happen anymore. Move over, Richard. he's calling the College Station regional, by the way, but I have I told the late Paul Gallo, whose time slot Richard took over for, that I wanted to switch time slots. I would love to do 6 to 9 a.m. Could you guys imagine being done at work by 9:30 in the morning? I would love to switch time slots with Richard. That'll never happen though. Politics in the morning is what is going to stay on Super Talk. So is what it is. Got to have better at bats in clutch situations, clutch/strategy. Batting coach needs to be fired. It's not ideal tonight, but Randall did come through. Yes, they won a full game without scoring tonight. They did. That is a very true statement. This team has very little margin for error. Just see using both starters if you get a lead as the best way to secure a victory to get to 2-0. Why is Pano still in the game? Defense. Agreed with the pitching decisions tonight. Have to put all the chips in to win these games. Yes. Yes, sir. Nebraska scored four runs on South Dakota. Yeah. I don't know how, like, on a day where a bunch of four seeds won, how much should we read into that? I don't know. I don't know that answer. Bianco's considering having Townsend and Ray both available tomorrow. Townsend has to start. Ray would be more comfortable as a reliever than Townsend, but not sure if I'd do that. I don't think they will, to be honest with you. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think they will. So happy for Randall. Yeah, losing his job, but staying in the fight and good stuff. Appreciate the stream tonight, of course, anytime. Hey, you kept your promise. I told the Sports Talk audience I was going to make it to the end of this game. There's a couple times where I almost didn't, but I did. I'm here. Living in the Eastern time makes these games extra brutal. Goodness. So Eastern time, I grew up on the Eastern time zone. That is the worst time zone for a sports fan. The second worst is the Pacific time zone. The best is Central. It's Central, Mountain, Pacific, East. Power rankings of time zones for sports fans. That being said, if you run kids sports leagues and you plan for the kids to play on the 19th of September this year, then you are stupid, in my opinion. Well, so I was looking into baseball leagues to get him into. One of them says they play their games on Friday nights. Why? I know you have to pick one night, like you have to pick a night of the week. But Friday nights in a small-ish town in the South, what is everybody doing on Friday nights? That should be a day reserved for high school football. So I don't like that. I don't love that. Because I'm supposed to be calling high school games this year, and I need need the money. But that day should be. I don't like college football playing games on Friday nights. I don't like that. I think that there's something that just feels right about a football weekend, high school, college, NFL. The natural progression of the sport, you know? It just feels right, and we're destroying that. And, like, the NFL being on every day, like, almost being too accessible is going to kind of ruin the allure of Sunday. I got to get to Sunday because it's football day. Well, actually, my team played on Monday this week, and they'll play on Thursday next week, and They're doing too much. Ward is going to have to fend off some teams for Federico. Welcome to the portal era. If you have a really good player, you're going to have to fend off other teams for him. Think Fed was mad that Clement sent him home on the Randall hit. Randall was going to be safe either way. He knew he should have stayed at third. In that situation, though, again, I'm not a baseball guy the same way others are. Ball on the ground in that situation, though, it's an automatic go, isn't it? Maybe I'm wrong. Nice meeting you at the wedding a few weeks ago. Heck yeah. Yeah. My pants didn't fit. They didn't. Thunder or Spurs tomorrow? Spurs, please. Lay off the cheeseburgers. Shut your face. All right? All right? Costco has been a problem, okay, because of the volume of snacks around. I'm getting back to where I should be. I'm not there right now. I know. I have fallen off, but I'm getting back. Is there a replay of Ole Miss Arizona? I'm sure there will be on the ESPN app. I think there will be. What's up, Muhammad? Glad to see you. I know that's not your real name, but that's your YouTube name. Respect. I don't need respect, Jenny. You're the one up. You're the one up at 2 a.m. Don't worry. Don't respect me. I respect you guys. You've been fighting that fight with Fox for years and it sucks. Yes. Friday night should be for one thing. And you've got Big Ten football being played on Friday night. And I don't like that for a lot of reasons. You make people choose. You ultimately are harming the high school kids because it's one few. Like Illinois is playing a game on a Friday night, right? So Illinois fans, generally speaking, because there are a lot of people that double up either A, because they have kids on the team or daughters on the dance team or the cheerleaders or whatever in the band. And so they don't get to do the Illinois game like they usually do every Saturday. So that gets taken away. Or the kids don't get to do that, and it's something they love to do. So that gets taken away from them. And also recruits. It's one fewer game that they get to go to because they're playing on Friday nights. The whole thing is... You highly disagree about the time zone thing. Eastern time is goated. Hear me out. NFL games at 1 p.m. through 8 to 10. Same with MLB late game could go on to 1 a.m. But here's the thing, my friend. That sucks. What are you talking about? Games ending at 9:30 so you can go to bed at a reasonable hour is a good thing. I don't want to be up till 1 a.m. I want to be in bed by 9:30. Ohio State straight up told Fox they'll never play on Friday night. Absolutely, because they have the power to do that. ESPN Plus will have a full replay. Yeah, they will. Very shortly. So who was asking? I don't remember. Jennifer, yes, there will on ESPN Plus, their watch ESPN app, they'll have it. They will have it. So anyway. I am going to go to bed. Enjoy the win, though. That game right there was a lot. I know that like there were tense moments and it was a difficult watch and frustrating and all that, but isn't a game like that why we love sports? That's the kind of a game that has the kind of moment that keeps us coming back. It's just one of those things that you can't, you know, you can't write that kind of stuff. It's real drama with real people doing real things, unscripted, and marathon game. Randall the hero. Mob him in the outfield. That kind of stuff is beautiful. That's why we love sports so much. And you guys got to enjoy one of those, which is just awesome. And soak it in, because you got to turn around and do it again here in what? 20 hours from right now? Hold on. The game's starting at 8 o'clock, right? So 16 hours. Not a math guy. I'll see you guys tonight. I'll see you guys tonight after the game. I'll see you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.